What's happening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children above ages? Will Hayes, the habitual line stepper from The Smoke here. I just want to let you know about a dope podcast that we here at The Smoke have been listening to. It's called The Non-Experts Podcast, hosted by Romero and Chris. Basically, two dudes who have absolutely zero business telling other people what they think. But thank goodness that they do, because we get a fantastic journey into the nonsensical, the bizarre, and the funny side of popular culture. Definitely a podcast that we over here have been enjoying, especially the This Week in Florida segment, where they just take a headline from a Florida newspaper and they comment on it. And you know Florida, crazy as hell, something in their water. These two dudes from the Non-Experts Podcast, crazy as hell too. Funny as motherfucker too. The Non-Experts Podcast is on all your streaming platforms. I hope you enjoy it when you listen to them. Tell them that The Smoke sent you. We out.
This podcast is a Digital Diamond Network production.
Any of you radio personalities think you want smoke? Call me Mr. Chimney. I want smoke.
You are now tuned into the motherfucking greatest. I want all the smoke.
Children above ages, you are now tuned into the most dangerous podcast. I want all the smoke.
Smoke, 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 smoke.
And without any further ado.
Yo, what up? It's your boy T.
Nope.
Yo, I fucked up again.
Nope. Nope. I ain't restarting this one. I ain't speak on it. Yo, everybody, you are now tuned into the world's most dangerous podcast. Take five. I want all the smoke. All of us are like 100% not prepared today. We just running off a week.
I'm good. I don't know why it's just off. I was just off right there.
We got like COVID lag or something like that. Something just, you know?
All right.
But without any further ado.
What up? It's your boy Idol, a.k.a. T, a.k.a. Tinfoil Hat T.
T.
A.k.a. Big E. I only been there once, but they already call you man Mr. Vegas.
Nah, 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 nah.
Kill him with the nose.
Ah, see, AKA I put that little...
AKA Titty Boy, because I love them titties, boy.
Say it again for the niggas in the back.
AKA Titty Boy, because I love them titties, boy.
Yeah.
AKA Money Making Mitch, AKA Trinitron Don, AKA Swing Low, Sweet Chariot.
You're a nigger.
AKA 2 years older, 2 years wiser, AKA Greasy E.
Cruising down the street in my 6'4.
AKA 4D bringing you that 4-cam dimension, AKA Sugar Cube Drip, AKA Where the Weed at, AKA the nigga that bring the bottle,
the nigga that lead the bottle.
Reppin' that smoke mine, state to the line, straight. Run up and get done up, nigga.
Don't make me have to raise your son up, nigga.
Son up, nigga. Yeah.
Yo, yo, it's Jay Thaddeus, a.k.a. Black Juice, a.k.a. my a.k.a.'s are an a.k.a. doop, 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 doop,
yeah.
A.k.a. where there's smoke, there's fire, a.k.a. the human cohiba, Burn a.k.a.
Man.
The disgruntled gentleman, a.k.a. champagne and bullets, a.k.a. maybe not this time, but definitely next time, a.k.a. psh, have another beer, buddy.
Buddy.
Have another
AKA
beer, buddy.
AKA swing low, sweet chick. Sight, don't call me a nigga.
Yeah. And it's your boy Will Hayes, AKA the habitual line stepper, Willie Camozzi.
Murderer.
AKA the aristocrat, because we drinking with the pinkies up. Toodaloo, motherfuckers.
Toodaloo, motherfuckers.
Cheer. What happened to your drink, fam? Nigga fake cheersing. Fake cheersing while he has a real drink. A.K.A. the mayor.
Hear ye, hear ye.
The ombudsman.
Town court is in session.
The town crier.
Hear ye, hear ye.
The filibuster. The Phil Banks of filibustering. Jehovah's Witness. Nope, Illuminati.
Amen. Hallelujah. Do woo, 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 woo.
Truth is out there. A.K.A. I'm knocking out some doers and I'm looking for some whores.
Whores here.
Will Hova's witness. A.K.A. my mouth is a curse, but my tongue is a blessing. The shorty acts up, I'm going to teach you that lesson. the Silver Tongue Gorilla.
Ra, ra.
AKA.
Beware of the ramp sex.
The Last Boy Scout, AKA call me Mr. Chimney because I bring the smoke of many flavors. Young Shisha.
Young Shisha.
Harry Hooker. Yeah. Round of applause. Round of applause. How y'all motherfuckers doing?
What up? I'm doing good, man. How you guys?
Doing good.
Chilling.
Yeah, tell me about your weeks. Tell me about how your weeks was.
My week was good, man. More of the same, really. Not much to do with COVID, you know. Just run the store. I think we got a big auction coming up in a couple weeks, so I was just getting some books ready for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, every once in a while, we'll take books out of our personal shit and then sell it and, you know, make a bunch of money, get extra loot. So, yeah, I was just been doing that, man. Watching movies. I was going to do, like, a little bit of a horror kind of YouTube channel thing where I kind of review horror movies and watch them and shit like that. So just plan that out, you know what I mean? Yeah. That's about it.
What about you, Thaddeus? What's your week like?
I might need to add an extra AKA. I might be AKA my weeks are always whack.
AKA whack week.
Yeah, same old shit, man. Ain't shit happening, bro.
Nothing at all. Nothing exciting to report back.
Day after day sometimes, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I hear that. Especially now more during COVID.
Yeah, you can't really do nothing.
I'm just happy that that the restrictions are kind of, like, at least go to a restaurant, maybe go to a lounge or something, you know what I mean?
Does that mean that we are still going to do remote even with the lax restrictions, or what's going on with that?
That's up to y'all. I mean, if y'all want to get down and we could do it in the same place, we could do that, try and figure out the aesthetics of it. If y'all want to do it remote, I mean, we could even take it to Thaddeus' crib. You know, he got the house on the hill and everything like that, overlooking the city and everything like that. So we might even take it there, you know, so it look fancy and shit. It's up to y'all. I don't mind.
I'm honestly down for whatever.
Yeah. So even with these restrictions lifted, do you trust being around other people? Because I hear a lot of people saying, I will never trust the government. And then the government says, oh, yeah, you cool to go. And they be like, oh, well, the government said it. We could do it. So, like, do you trust being around other people, being in close proximities and everything like that with all these restrictions lifted so soon?
You know, I trust certain people's responsibility. I feel like COVID's one of those things too. Like, you how careful can you really be? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? If you don't have symptoms, if you're not like out just like breathing in people's faces all day long. I mean, I go to the grocery store. I go to work every day. So it's like,
right?
If I'm going to get it, I'm going to get it. But it just seems like most people are basically responsible enough to like do the best they can.
So you putting some faith into like humankind?
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
I'm not really, for me, it's like, I'm not really putting faith into humankind. It's just, I will treat the audiences accordingly. Like, the only motherfuckers I hang out with are dudes I know who care about COVID, mm-hmm. are taking their precautions, you know? Like, I'm not just trying to be around anybody.
Right.
But, like, I know for a fact, Will, you're probably wearing a mask. You know I am. You know I'm washing my hands. I come home, hand sanitizer every time. Like, you know, I'm not just, like, fucking out there reckless. So as long as you're not out there reckless.
No, that's exactly what I meant. It's like, I'll hang out with my friends that I know that, like, they're not like, oh, fuck COVID, I go out and I do this. No. Like, you know, wear a mask, take your clothes. Like, I trust responsible people. Like,
yeah.
Now, so. I feel you.
For instance, like, you could do all that shit and still catch it, right? So I'm like.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's not ironclad. Like.
Yeah.
I got another question for y'all. This may be even more of an important question. If young MA runs a train on a groupie, does she let her niggas hit?
If young MA runs a train.
Like, so she ran a train on a groupie. Because you know you run a train with your niggas, right?
Yeah.
But do you think young MA would let her niggas hit during the train? Like, it's let's do it.
So, like, saying that young, so is young MA like rolling with a strap on, or
yeah.
What's the aesthetics of that?
And not right, they're probably be flipping it around. That's what I'm saying. Like, do you think, like, what if she didn't?
So like,
have
if you,
it?
So like, if you have a girl and she's like, gay,
Right.
And like what? She just like roll around pussy out because like yeah, I don't even think so. Niggas like I don't know. I don't think so.
You don't think she gonna let a nigga hit? Because they in the moment. They all doing it. She might just be like, while we're in the moment, since everybody's fucking, all right, go ahead, nigga.
Nah,
it's like a regular three. It's like a regular threesome. Like you doing a threesome with your girl, and y'all in the moment, and then your girl's like, "Yeah, go ahead and hit that nigga." Like it's a threesome. So wouldn't it be the same thing? Like she having a threesome with her dudes. You know what I'm saying? With a groupie, I guess, like that. And they're all in the moment, and she has the parts to acquire what her nigga would. You know, she got the lock to his key, so to speak. She might just. Do you think she lets her niggas hit?
Well, two things. A, I don't think so. But B, like, are these groupies just getting with, like, are they straight groupies that are just getting with her because it's her? Or are they lesbians too?
I don't know. I'm pretty sure it's a mixture of both. I know a lot of straight girls that be like, yeah, I'd let M.A. Because M.A.'s a dude, if you think about it.
Not really. That's not really. That's
well, what no, I mean, like, like, I mean, like,
Is M.A. like strapped on, or is this girl expecting a lesbian experience?
They drunk after a concert. I don't know. I swear to God, like, what are groupies expecting at any point? They don't care. They groupies. You know what I mean? What up, Mr. Good Stuff? Yeah, they groupies. So, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, but I mean, like, if you're rolling in and you're thinking that young M.A. is going to lick the cat, and then all of a sudden, like, six hard niggas run in and just, like, fucking, like, I don't know.
I don't know if it's like that, but at the end of the day, every artist knows about the train on the groupie. I'm not saying everybody artist has done the train on the groupie. I'm saying it's folklore. So, you're on the bus, saying, okay, so you're in a different city, one groupie left, y'all chilling, and all of a sudden, like, you know what I'm saying? That's not my cup of tea. I'm just saying if they did that.
So what do you think, how do you think M.A.'s rolling with that?
As far as, like, she's just sitting there,
like, she fingering away and then eating and shit and then steps to the side? Like, or is she actually hitting it with a strap on? Like, I need more details to even to picture this.
Yeah, she said that she does. Like, she's like full on. So I mean, at the end of the day, she does talk that shit. Like, even her lyrics talks about grabbing the strap on, you know what I'm saying? And I mean, it's cool because she could like flip that line like 16 different ways. Like, she's a lyricist. She's getting the strap on because she got the strap on. So when she gets the strap on, you better get that strap on, you know what I'm saying? She like the female Cameron with those lyrics, you know what I'm saying? So when
do you think she'd openly rock with a strap on while other niggas watched? Like, so what? She's just like, yo, hand me my dick, son.
But at the end of the day, if you look at it like this, right? You look at it like this, like, her mannerisms, how she rolls, how she gets down, she's basically a nigga. You know what I'm saying?
And I know, but I'm just
I don't know if she has it. She has it tucked in. Like, everybody's carrying them Gucci bags. She might got an MCM bag somewhere, the backpack, and it just might get down. She just reach in that. Bang, bang. And her niggas are used to her. So they're like, oh, this is just a regular train. Like, she got her strap on. Fully equipped. And then she's like, you know what, nigga? Like,
If niggas are desensitized, they'll bring R. Kelly girls. So, like, if niggas are used to it, of course they're used to it. But I'm just saying that first time.
Oh, the first one.
I guess
one,
Young
like,
M.A. is just, like, all of a sudden.
So, I think, like,
are you just watching,
question?
Like, Young M.A., like, go hard at it?
This is, like, one of them things where it's, like, so you think Young M.A. would just run a train with any nigga? Like, not her niggas. Like, any nigga. Like, oh.
No, I'm just,
like,
no,
she's
no.
Like, your first time. Yeah.
No, I'm just picturing that first time when, like, the chick's like, yeah, and then the Young M.A.'s like, yo, anybody else want a piece? And then, like, niggas are sitting around and they're like, yeah, Young, I'll hit it after you. And then Young's like, okay, give me a second. And, like, grabs the dick and, like, straps it on. Like, yo, hand me my bag. I need, like, I
maybe
just don't
just
know.
Maybe she just takes the bag with her. Maybe she always has it on.
If I hear reports that she rolls with it, so she just like, ba-bow, and it was already ready to go without, like, straps and buckles and shit.
Because
I just think that aesthetic would be embarrassing. Like, I know you'd have to get over it that first time, definitely.
So maybe she doesn't even bring it. Maybe she doesn't even know, like, what her sexual orientation, everything like that is, but maybe she still get down how she get down, so she don't even got the strap on. She eating the cat. She getting her cat eating rah, 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 rah. But she's still running trains with her niggas because she a nigga.
She might actually, you know what?
I don't think so.
You know what? Do you think maybe she's getting, like, the cat ate while, like, a nigga's going is doggy?
Yeah.
Like, that might happen, I guess. But then the chick, how's the chick really focusing on what she's doing? Like, I'm the star.
Yeah, I doubt it.
I don't know. I'm trying to picture it. And
if anything, she might run a train with her other, like, dyke friends. I could see her doing that. But I don't think she's gonna run up
with her niggas? Like, she's a nigga. She's in the hood.
Yo, but she's still got her titties and her, you know, like, she ain't gonna just want to watch.
Yo, we all know some of them girls that just don't care. I've seen a girl that was like Young MA and she took her shirt off to fight another nigga. Titty out, titties everywhere, flapping, da da da. She didn't care. She was tatted like a nigga too. Just, that's what world stars for, fam. Like, sometimes you just, like, you a nigga. Even if you ain't, if you wasn't born a nigga, sometimes you just a nigga. You a nigga.
It's one of those things, I don't know this for a fact, I just know it's true. She doesn't run trains with her niggas.
No.
Okay, so
I just think the whole angle of her having to hit is gonna be weird.
How's that gonna be weird? It's just like a regular threesome with two women. How's that weird?
Well, because first of all, a train to me is niggas taking turns hitting it. Like, are we having an orgy? Are you saying she's having a threesome or running a train?
Well, I'm saying if she's hitting, like, she's a nigga. So however you want to put it, semantics and, like, whatever, what we're going to call it aside, this is her and another nigga pick up a groupie and fuck the groupie at the same time.
So, yes, I think she would have a threesome with another dude any day. Okay,
but that's not the question. The question is, do you think she would let her nigga hit?
I just said she'd have the threesome.
Right, but, okay, so she's a nigga. If she regularly, like, she's us, regularly, it would just be...
So you think she, like, I think she might be in the room, get her pussy ate, bow bow, be done, and then walk out and be like, yo, nigga, man, she's in there still.
No, let her nigga hit her. Let Young M.A., let the nigga hit Young M.A. Not hit the other girl, not hit the groupie, hit Young M.A.
Is Young M.A. bi or gay?
Gay. Well, then y'all are like, you can't say a joke around you. This nigga, you tell a nigga joke, why the chicken cross the road? This nigga want to know if the chicken got 1 foot or 2 foot, how many feathers the chicken has, if the feather laid eggs before Tuesday in the summer solstice. I'm time to ask a joke. This nigga want to know everything.
this nigga, yeah, but dude, you're comparing chicken crossing a road to, like, just a regular question.
If Young M.A. is in a threesome, do you think she would let her nigga hit? That's all I'm asking. Yes or no? Do you think she would let her nigga hit?
If she is not gay
in the mood,
no.
What?
Because if she is not bi, because I don't know Young MA's sexual orientation.
No, she's gay.
So she doesn't even like dudes.
No.
Well, then she wouldn't want that.
You never seen a girl get down with another girl that didn't like girls?
If she didn't like girls,
I've seen alcohol do it to a lot of women. That just started getting down with another girl. I was like, oh, I don't really like girls, but, you know, I'm drunk, whatever.
So if Young M.A. was drunk enough and there was no toys around, maybe?
I don't know, like, dude, if she was drunk enough, there's no toys around. I'm just saying, if she was in
the
threesome.
No, I said if.
She
yeah, just said, might if be like, yeah, the case,
she's in the threesome. I said if that's the case. Everybody's sexual and she's like, all right, fuck it, nigga, go ahead.
Nah, I don't think that happens.
Just like, all right, fuck it, whatever, go ahead, nigga.
No.
It's just one time.
Do you ever say that?
I'm never in a threesome with another nigga.
Okay, well then obviously your line is quite strong.
Well, not really, because Young MA being in a threesome with another nigga is pretty much on the surface the equivalent of us being in a threesome with another nigga, or us being in a threesome with two girls, something like that. Like, it's a different thing. The comedy part about that is Young MA just wouldn't be hitting niggas, but they pick up a groupie and have a threesome and she's just like, oh, you know what, I'm gonna let it hit. It's like something that makes you think. Do you think she just throws it all caution to the side and just be like, fuck it, go ahead and hit? And then the comedy on top of that is, would the nigga hit it?
I think the nigga would hit it.
Wait, see, how did you that you answered that with nothing? There is no, I didn't need to explain nothing. There was no additional questions. I'm just like,
because essentially. I don't hit fruit, but if my girl says she's a banana, I'll still fuck. Like, I don't care what you identify as, I'm still hitting real pussy.
Oh, we are... officially, no, we're officially canceled. We are officially canceled. We don't even.
Oh, shit. I'm just saying what I think niggas would do. I'm not saying me.
Oh, my God.
But you said consent was there, right? Like, I'm not trying to get canceled.
So GameStop stocks went up. That was the best analogy I've ever heard in my life, bro. Like, I don't care what. I'm still hitting real. Okay.
You identify as a banana.
I don't hit. You tell me you identify as a banana.
It's so funny because, like, for a good, like, 4 seconds, I was like, what?
Yeah. I'm like, what is this nigga talking about? I don't. Like, if my girl says she's a banana, I'm still going to hit. Yeah, and then my brain went, well, yeah. But she don't. What if, okay, but she don't look like. Okay, no, I'm done. You know what?
Just be like, you
kind of answered my question, and if even if you hadn't, I'm scared to even dive deeper. I'm scared. I don't want to. Holy shit!
We here at the I Want All the Smoke podcast have made it a life's work to give you the most entertaining, most dangerous, and most hard-hitting podcast in the history of podcasting. But we can't do it alone. For as little as $2.99 per month, you can become a supporter of the I Want All the Smoke podcast. That very small donation can help us bring you better content, better visuals, and blow these other podcasts out the water with real numbers. That's right, only $2.99 per month. If you want to be a supporter, all you got to do is go over to pod.fan/I Want All the Smoke and click on Become a Supporter. We also have different tiered memberships from gold to platinum to get you exclusives, merchandise, and a whole bunch of other goodies. So head over to pod.fan/I Want All the Smoke or iwantallthesmokepodcast.com and click on Become a Supporter. Remember, wouldn't you like to help a podcast like us?
Speaking of weird sexual shit, T.I. and Tiny, right? And I have always respect for T.I. because he still married Tiny even after Biggie said he'd rather fuck RuPaul than any of the girls from Escape. And that's like number one. Number two, that even adds to it. Like,
you know,
RuPaul.
I actually respect T.I. because from what I hear, Tiny was with him from the beginning when he was broke.
Yeah.
And so instead of just ditching her for whatever, he stuck with that. And so you know what? No matter what,
I'd
always give that relationship respect, man. You know what I mean? You would want to think that some dudes have the fucking honor that, yo, the chick who is with you from the dirt, you're just not like, yo, I'm famous now, I need Cardi bit, like Kim Cardi bitches, and like toss your girl who was with you when you barely had money to wash your dirty ass drawers. Like, no.
I have a question. Was Tiny famous when she got with T.I.?
She was from Escape.
Famous? I don't know, but did he get with her before she was with Escape? Or?
Oh, so yeah, he was. Wasn't he with her while she was in Escape or still doing stuff from Escape, and he wasn't getting, and then the tables flipped. Right?
So like,
wasn't she starting him down or something? Or?
So he started dating her after she became famous.
Yeah.
Okay.
I actually didn't know that.
Yeah. Because Escape was around long. To be completely honest, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you think about it, when T.I. was doing his thing, Escape was around. But I don't know if Escape was.
I thought I read some sort of article that they were. I thought I read some sort of article that they were chilling from like early.
Yeah. But I can't remember, like, because I know Escape was in the 90s. I've seen pictures and stuff like that that look like they must have been chilling in the 90s, because both of them look like they didn't have any work done. They both look real, like, hungry. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense? Yeah, so it could be.
Okay, so.
But I do know she was famous.
So it was in 2001, so she was definitely already famous.
Yeah, she was.
I always heard a different story about T.I. and Tiny. I always heard that she was with him from the beginning, but maybe she was with him when he was nothing.
Yeah, we all know he was nothing.
Yeah, Escape was famous first, but she. So that means she had to have been with him when he was nothing. But then Escape started to dwindle down, and he started to get his thing back up, right? And he still stuck around with her. So yeah, you're 100% right. Yeah.
But my question was like, because we know he was with her, or she was with him before he got famous, but were they dating before she got famous?
No.
Oh no. Because
when I looked it up, it said 2001.
But ain't that crazy that she was like a famous girl, and like that would be mad whack, because like she probably, even though you might not find her that attractive, but a famous girl could probably get any guy she wants, and she took that broke nigga at the time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So for but if he was broke, like if what he said,
well, no, was true, but you know what I mean? Like he wasn't
on yet.
Yeah.
But they're facing allegations of sex trafficking and forcing women and underage girls to do drugs.
Forcing? I don't know. I just
that's what the headline says.
I mean, some people. No. I'm just saying. Oh. I believe that's real? I don't know. It's hard to say.
But, go ahead.
I just feel like, why would you have to force? But some people like that power dynamic.
Cosby. A former friend of T.I.'s wife accused him of putting a gun to her head. Sabrina Peterson posted a story on her social media. Now they're being accused of sex trafficking, forcing women to do drugs. Sabrina shared her story. Multiple women started telling their stories about T.I. And Tiny with them. According to the messages Sabrina shared, a woman claims Tiny made her pop a molly and engage in sexual acts. Like, you made this girl pop a molly and engage in sexual acts. Now, at the end of the day, a molly doesn't impair you to where it's not like the date rape drug, number one.
No.
Number two, if this is whenever they said it was, this is around when Papa Molly was famous. So I'm pretty sure she popped a molly willingly, not to discredit anything. Because I don't know, I wasn't there. But even so,
I think forced. When I think of forced from them, I think more pressure. There's no way that she said take this. She was probably like, "Yo, you're not gonna kick it. Oh my God, you with T.I. and Tiny, and you're not gonna kick it." Like, you know how some people kind of put that on you, and you start feeling whack and shit, and then all of a sudden you're taking things and doing things you don't want to do.
And then, yeah, and it's one of those things where I think I was watching one of T.I.'s things. He's saying that the girl who's pulling out these allegations and getting other people to say these allegations came out and lied on them before, stole money from them, and da-da-da-da-da, right? So there's a whole bunch of extra stuff going on behind it. But this goes back to that. This is going back to the cancel culture and the believe every woman culture and everything like that. Like, what do y'all think about what's going on with T.I. and Tiny? Apparently, Tiny's the ringleader.
Man, I think that I think T.I.'s a freak. Tiny's a freak. And she probably, when she's out and is like setting it up. Mm-hmm. And if you don't want to be role, then you can go. You know what I mean? And it's maybe people feel pressured in situations because they want to kick it or whatever. But I just can't see force just because of the fame level. Unless that he's that freaky and likes that power dynamic.
Right. Now,
but I just think there's so many women willing to roll. Why? Like, unless you're just like deviant to the point where it's like, no, I want that one and I don't care. Like, you know what I mean?
Or unless he's like, yo, just bring back some women that don't want to do it.
Like, you know, yeah. Like when she could just, yo, girls recruit girls easy. Like she would, it's easy for a girl to just be like, you know, we just trying to play and shit. And like, if you say I'm coming over, like, unless you change your mind at the last second or.
And it's one of those things where it's like, if something like this popped up with all these allegations, there would be at least whispers of a history of it. Just like there was with Cosby, just like there was with Weinstein and countless others.
Kells.
There's always. Yeah, exactly. There's always Rick James, Kelly. There's always. Yeah. Whispers underneath that are being buried away, and then something will pop up and we'll get da 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 da, right? Especially if it's something that's been going on for this long. So even as like a history of character, I don't think that this is what's happening with T.I. and Tiny as far as this is what I know.
No, that's why I think it's more force based on like the situations. I don't know. I don't think it's true. But T.I. is a freak, man.
Yeah.
I mean, once you're famous, I guess you almost have to be.
Yeah, you got all that money. It's like, yo, what the fuck can we do?
Yeah, and you're bored. You've had everything you ever could want, I guess. But I don't know, man. T.I. came out with a quote that I could see Will coming out with when he's famous. And he said, "What we not gonna do is open up the door to my bedroom. Whatever we have done has been done with consensual adults. What we into and like what we like. If we want something, we know exactly where to go get it. We've never forced anybody. We've never drugged anybody against their will. We've never held anybody against their will. We've never made anybody do anything. We never sexually trafficked anything. So he's a freak. I know. That's why I think it's like he's definitely trying to get girls this back to the crib and trying to do freaky shit. This is a cold I can
hear Will saying. Kiss my ass. I know. I know what I want. But we know what we want. We know where to get it.
Yeah, exactly. I can see, yo, man. We've had talks, and you're pretty.
But yo, still,
no, I'm playing.
But still, it's one of those things where it's like, even then, even when it's consensual and y'all doing what y'all doing, now you gotta watch out for that, because A, what this does is points a negative light at people who aren't conventional. Are consensual, yeah, but not conventional. And B, it takes credit. If this turns out to be false and everything like that, it's going to start taking credibility away from women that are victimized and are abused or are forced to do things against their will when they come out, and they're going to be scared to come out now against a celebrity because of all these girls that are lying, and it's taking their credibility away. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like a double-edged knife the way I see it.
I agree, but I just think it's salty, man. I don't know I'm gonna reserve more judgment till all the proof comes out, of course. But I just think there's a lot of saltiness here. Like he said, it's probably girls who done this, don't get called no more, and all of a sudden start feeling used and this and that, and just want to like strike back. I can't say that for a fact though. Like they might bring out real texts or something later, and I could be wrong. Like I don't know, but. That's what I see from the outside. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I see from the outside looking in.
What about you, Joe?
Yeah, I'm kind of the same way. Like, who knows, right? But like I said earlier, I don't know for a fact. I just know this is not true. You know what I mean? Like, I just feel like.
Yeah.
This is going to be your new shit. Like, I don't know for a fact, but what I do know that this is not true.
Yeah,
I don't know for a fact, but I do know.
It just seems outside of the character. But I mean, I don't know these people personally, so people are capable of crazy shit, so I don't know.
But yeah, if
I was to just my opinion, I don't think they did that.
All right, now, let me ask y'all a question. If it meant a get-out-of-jail-free card, would y'all publicly endorse Trump?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, how much time am I spending in prison?
5 to 10, let's say.
Fuck yeah.
I would do it for 5 to 10 months. Like,
I guess 5 months, maybe. I don't know. It depends. What position am I in, and what implications? Like, do I lose all my followers and friends because, like, from a successful career?
Well, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Let's say you're Lil Wayne.
Yeah, but is Lil Wayne gonna lose fans?
I don't know. Probably. I don't know.
He's already way out there.
Okay, let's say who is the other
LeBron
one?
Kodak James? Black. Or what about Cap?
Colin Kaepernick?
He might lose his endorsement with Nike.
Mm-hmm.
All his, like, it's what his whole thing's built off of. Maybe I'll spend a month or two instead of fucking turning cold. But any kind of years, like, I'm not trying to come out when the world's different. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like,
because we have Trump pardoning a bunch of people. Kodak Black, he pardoned Lil Wayne. One of the most surprising things that he did to me was he pardoned Harry O. Y'all remember who Harry O is?
The name sounds really familiar.
So if you remember back in the day, he and Shug started Death Row Records. Harry O was like the silent investor and was pushing money to Shug. And Shug had that one phone that went to the pen that nobody was allowed to talk on. He could pick up that phone and get a hold of Harry, or Harry could call from the pen and would go right to that phone. And he talked to him about the day to day going ons with Death Row, and then they kind of had like a falling out and everything like that. But Harry O was the money behind Death Row in the beginning. And I guess he was going to be in jail for till 2027 or something like that, 2028. And Donald Trump pardoned him. He pardoned a lot of black folk.
Didn't he pardon like that ex-CEO of Roc Nation too?
Yeah,
like,
the ex-CEO of Roc Nation, I believe he pardoned him. Did we talk about this last week?
Girl.
I don't think about the pardons.
Yeah,
I think we might have talked about some, but no. Me as idol right now, I would, like I said, like Jay Thad said, I would take 5 months. I'd be like, yo, Trump. Like, I don't give a fuck. I'll just recant it later.
No, I mean, like, put on the MAGA hat. You know what I'm saying? Take pictures with them. Remember that motherfucking cardigan sweater that Lil Wayne was wearing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yo, smiling with your thumb up and shit like that. I'm talking like real buffoonicoonery.
Yeah.
Yo.
I don't know, man.
Especially if you're Lil Wayne and you got, this is like your second felony gun charge.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, you fuck it.
Yeah.
And you could, like Idol said, you could recant it later, but like if someone says, hey, just get on TV and say, vote Donald Trump.
Yeah. I just feel like the type of people who listen to Lil Wayne, they would make, it would almost be like the type of people who make fun of Flav, but then Flav says, but I'm getting this money, and then they're all like, oh shit, like that shut me up. Like, so I could see Lil Wayne being like, yeah, but motherfucker making so much money, I needed them tax breaks, and then everybody being like, yo, Lil Wayne is just trying to make money. Like, I don't know, I just feel like it's not a big deal to Lil Wayne's brand.
Mm-hmm. Nah, cause these aren't like our black leaders by any means, you know what I mean?
Do we even have black leaders anymore?
Yeah.
No. No, well, not. You,
oh,
well,
shit. Here's a conversation. Okay, well, no.
Of course there are black leaders, but I mean not to the capacity where they're like truly unifying like to all black people.
Yeah. Right.
Do you know what I mean? There's Martin people Luther's, of leadership, like.
But we don't have Martin Luther's. We don't have leaders. Like we have black people in leadership positions.
Yeah.
But we don't have black leaders, I don't think, anymore.
Actually, I was reading this book by Claude Anderson,
mm-hmm.
and it's called Black Labor, White Wealth, and he actually talks about the fact that the lack of leaders is part of why, like, black people ain't getting nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't have a proper leadership that's really going to unify and, like, make a movement, get the voting blocks we need, or whatever the case, you know what I mean? So
yeah. I think we have figureheads that just show us that, like, when we had, like, for example, when we had Obama in the office, right?
Yeah.
But, of course, regardless of who's in the office, we're going to take Trump out of the equation. Because that was a whole weird scenario. That I still feel like that, you ever seen, remember the Odyssey from when we were kids? And that kid went into a coma and he was, like, in a whole different world? Remember that show from YTV?
Yeah,
that's what the last 4 years was to me. When Trump, they said, Trump, you're elected. I'm like, no, this is not real. But before that, like, the president's always controlled from the back end, right? So regardless mm-hmm. of if you're a black president, you could be the first Mexican president, you could be the first Asian president, but at the end of the day, you're not Huey, you can't Huey P. Newton in the White House. You can't Martin Luther King in the White House. You can't, you know what I'm saying? You can't push...
And that's why the Trump supporters like Trump, because they thought he was the least susceptible to it.
Yeah, the least influenced by politics.
Because he already had money.
Yeah, exactly.
Like people don't want more money. Do you know what I mean? Like,
and
fuck,
I think
if I was rich as fuck, mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden I get a chance to really make connections,
mm-hmm.
like I go from like hundreds of millions to billions, like fuck yeah.
It's like hundreds of millions to billions with impunity, bro.
Yeah.
Like, regardless of how we got there.
I would go from, like, ones of billions to tens of billions. Like, I would still want more. I don't know why people are like, oh, he's immune.
But Donald Trump's net worth actually declined while he was in. No?
I think...
Well, probably, because he couldn't do the proper deals that...
Yeah, he wasn't allowed to generate... And you're not allowed to generate outside income.
But well, I don't think that... I think the subsequent years are where the real money comes, not while you're...
Yeah, for sure.
Think about it this way. Just like, you start diving into stocks, and let's say you start making some decent livable, feed your family money off of stocks. But then you have then you get the opportunity of a 4-year stretch to where you can't make any extra money off of stocks anymore. But during those 4 years, all you're being fed is insider information that's going to benefit you on the 5th year.
Yeah, and that's basically so that what happened with Trump. Out. That's what I think. I don't know that for a fact, but I think the connections made in there will fucking pay off large, right?
He's going to start going hunt. It's all ascots and hunting on Thanksgiving in upstate New York for Trump from now on. That's it.
Yeah. But he lost. Well, if he gets impeached, though, he lost all the security detail, his driver. He lost a lot.
I think that's some of the appeal that Trump had to lower and middle class America, right? White America, is that they truly felt that he was bucking the system. And he was like, saying? Like, because they at the point where he was like, I'm going to do exactly pretty much the opposite of what politicians do, because he wasn't a politician and they felt like they had a true freedom fighter. But unfortunately, it was a lot of racists and militia heads and extremists that felt that he was bucking the system for them. And they were like, oh, we could just use this to, boost our
walk around now,
Proud Boys and everything like that. It was a real weird. Yeah. And rock around proud and not have to hide it. It's like the opposite of what happened with cocaine in the 80s and the 90s. You know what I'm saying? Cocaine in the 80s was everywhere. You see people sniffing coke in the clubs. They had a party. Someone sniffing coke everywhere. Coke mirrors. I've woken up and had to move a coke mirror out the way so I could pour some cereal. Like, coke was just coke. It was the designer drug.
Yeah.
To the point where in the 90s, motherfuckers are doing coke in the bathroom. They leaving the club to go to their car. You know what I'm saying?
That's obvious. Because once it's
racism it was there. But racism was like in the bathroom and in the car. As soon as Trump came in, motherfuckers be driving down with Union Jack flags out they fucking windows. Their horn would play the horn from the Dukes of Hazzard. And they're in the radio would be some old timey fuck these salty fucking niggers. The niggas stink candy don't suck. You know what I'm saying? Like all the time. It's like just brought racism all the way out. I don't know if that's a real song, but
yeah.
Monkey face niggers. They smell like monkey and all they ever do is take white women with the big old nostrils. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know what the song is. We're getting banned off of Twitter. What else happened in the... I have no idea what got us on that. Fuck niggers. What is... what else has been happening this week? What's going on this week? Someone hit me. Someone tell me something.
Yo. Help me. Rest in... Okay, so one rest in peace that we forgot to shout out last week, even though it hit us hard, was fucking MF Doom. Rest in peace, MF Doom.
Yeah.
And with that, just this morning, man, I gotta say, rest in peace, Screech, man.
Rest in peace, Screech. Dustin Diamond. Yeah.
At 44, wow. And it was some scary shit, man. He learned he had cancer 3 weeks.
Yeah. He announced it 3 weeks ago, right?
From what I read, they said it was a 3-week battle.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Okay. I thought that they meant, like, because I remember he announced it 3 weeks ago, but I thought that when they said 3-week battle, I thought they were counting from. So, yeah, it went quick.
Yeah.
You think the government got to him? Because Dustin Diamond knew a lot.
Hey, that's... I've never seen someone die like that, like 3 weeks, and then the way he just passed, they were just like, yo... We're happy he passed how he did because it was fast and he didn't have to sit with the pain.
Yeah. They said it masticized, if that's the right word, to his lungs. So it was like pancreatic, was it, at first? And then got to his lungs or something like that, which is crazy. You know what I'm saying? So homie Cuzza Can't Stop said he had a growth on his neck he ignored way before that because he didn't want the public to see him. He didn't want the public to... see his doctor at his doctor. Okay. So I guess he had a growth on his neck and he ignored that and just let it pass. And then, cause I remember reading that he woke up and just felt like pain all over his body and just the all around uneasiness. So they went to the doctor, right? Like his body was telling them there's something wrong, which is kind of crazy. Cause every time I read about that and I see these ages and shit, I'm like, fuck, like we're getting to that age and we still fuck with refined sugars. You know what I'm saying? Like, I haven't even gone close to Dr. Sebi's diet.
That shit made me want to go get a fucking physical.
Right?
Like, yeah, because that's quick, man.
It's quick. That's quick. But every time I've seen a celebrity die that quick, there's always something behind it. Like Bob Marley. You know what I'm saying? That was quick. Eazy-E was so quick. I know who gets AIDS and then dies the next week. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Especially in the same day and age where Magic had AIDS, still has AIDS.
Yeah.
Eazy-E had Magic money, sorta. Who else got sick and died quick? ODB they said was an overdose, but it wasn't. Look what they did to Prodigy. Prodigy choked on an egg, and then they said it was complications from sickle cell. From a sickle cell, so there's like a whole bunch of stuff. I just seen, and that those
really?
Two other
they said,
things.
Wait, there was a couple stories for the Prodigy one.
Yeah, so they said that he choked on an egg in the hotel room.
But yeah, that. Yo, after what, that, what was the old dirty one? I thought that it wasn't an overdose.
They said it was an overdose.
I never heard it was an overdose. I heard he just collapsed at the studio.
Yeah, but they said he had packs in his stomach or something like that.
Yeah, he had a bunch of drugs in his system is what I heard.
Yeah, so I mean, if you collapse and you have a bunch of drugs in your system, I'm just thinking they're calling it an overdose without calling it an overdose.
So that, what was it then?
I think they killed ODB.
What did he know, though?
He probably knew a lot. I don't know. I don't know what he knew. But if he knew something, yeah. They knew he was the one person they couldn't stop with money.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I think, but I mean, with Dustin Diamond, what would he know, right? But I don't, it's just a theory that I have. Like, if you die that quickly, something's got to be going on. And it's in 2021, I think we should go a whole year with no celebrities dying. Except of old age.
Oh, shit, you ain't coming.
For real. Like, nobody dies. I want the whole year. Okay, 2021. Nobody dies.
But how could...
Famous, non-famous, nothing. Nobody dies.
In a year with COVID.
Right.
You want nobody to die.
I want nobody to die. Just for the year. And then after that, let's let everybody that is has old age, let them die. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, I think 2021, like, nobody dies. If you got cancer, if you got like the cancer that is terminal, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're given a certain amount of time to live, 2021. Tack 365 days on the days you have to live.
Everyone gets an extension on life.
By 1 year.
Everyone gets an extension.
Because even people who didn't die in 2020 died in 2020. No, dead serious. That's who was that celebrity girl? Who was that? And they said she died. 2 days later, her family was like, oh, no, she's alive. She's recovering. Who was that? Somebody, if you watching my Twitch, who was the celebrity lady that died? And then 2 days later, they said, like, no, she's alive. She's good. It was like one of those, the Bond girl, the old that was in the old Bonds with Sean Connery. What's her name? Brooke, no, not Brooke Shields. Not Faye Dunaway. One of those old Bond girls. And she was like a famous actress, and they said, "Oh shit, she's dead." And then they're like, "Oh shit, she's not dead."
I vaguely remember that.
Yeah, she's alive. So it's even people that didn't die died in 2020. So I mean, just give a year with nobody dying, I'd be happy with that. That'd be cool. You think that would have a negative effect on the world if nobody died for 1 year?
Probably. Population wise, maybe. I don't know. I'd have to look at the stats of populations and if. How much birth, like, does that... I mean, if we're already gaining people at such a rate. I don't know.
If, like, absolutely nobody died for a full year?
For a whole year, nobody died.
Hmm.
I wonder if... I don't think that would have a negative effect. I could be wrong. I'm not a scientist.
I could see how you'd think that.
What's that
supposed to mean?
Huh? But, yo...
I could see how you could think that.
No, but I feel like... Is a year long enough to really show like effects? Because let's say nobody dies for a year, do double the amount of people die the next year, or is it just
no? You just get back to your regularly scheduled program.
I don't think a year's worth of people fucks up the world at all.
No. I think we'd be alright.
Because if that was the case, then we would be on a crash course. Like we better be able to handle multi years of growth.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure we...
Because shit is nowhere near slowing down at the moment.
And there's been times when there's been more births than deaths.
Yeah.
Probably recently. But I mean, at the end of the day, if we can go for a whole year, nobody has to deal with death. I think that'd be cool. I think that would brighten a lot of people's spirits.
It would.
Spirits would need to be brightened.
But But yo, one thing I was thinking about, because remember how we were talking about the emphasis on Screech, and we were like, yo, we think of Screech and shit? Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, because he was like, and then my thought was because you kind of watched him and grew up with him when you were young.
Yeah, true, true.
And so it's like, why is that young period so significant? Like, yo, I could have a nigga that I knew from grade 10 to 11, and like, I'll be like, yo, that's my family, nigga. Like, and I only really knew him for 1 year. Like, mm-hmm. I done hung out with you, Will, more years at this point. But still, a nigga who was around in that period, even if I've never seen him again.
That's my nigga.
That's almost like your real, like, it's so funny. I think just that period is so significant.
Yeah, because you know the thing is, I think when you're that young, this is just a random number, but when you're 10 years old and you know someone for a year, you've known that person 10% of your life.
Yeah. You know,
so like the older you get, like a year means shit.
Yeah, like
it's like I've known you for 3 years. Like, cool. Like but you've only been, yeah, like you said, you've only been on the earth for such a short period of time. So everything that you're experiencing in your first 15 years, 16 years of life is either A, the first time you're experiencing it. So when you're growing up with someone or spending a lot of time with someone, that's your first, that they're probably the first nigga that you fell out and busted
really
kicked it with. That's the first nigga you beat the Legend of Zelda with, you know what I'm saying? Like all your firsts with that nigga pause. So at the end of the day, that's why it's more impactful for like now, like at 40 years old, if I hang out with a nigga for 3 years, I ain't doing nothing for the first time. Like, cool. It's like, I don't want to be your friend no more. It's like, bro, take your ball and go home. I'm 43 years old. Like, I ain't going to remember you tomorrow. I barely remember when bedtime is. So I think it's because everything is so impactful, even especially if it's someone that you was with since like youth. You know what I'm saying? Like as a kid. Like,
yeah, like for some reason, like there's just certain people that I've known since I was like born and shit. And like, we'll always be fam. Like, always, me and this, like, one of my cousins, Tanya, always fam. Like, it's just, I don't know, it's just different. It's weird, like, that age, even though we never kicked it even close to as long as me and some people in real life.
That's just...
It would still trump them. Like, you know what I mean? It's just odd. It's weird.
That's good stuff for saying, yeah, the formative years. That's why they call it the formative years, because that's when you're developing and
brain
learning.
Brain's developing.
And that's what you're... That shit that happens then is developing your actions, reactions, and attitudes toward things now. You know what I'm saying? That's why trauma is so crazy for when you're a kid and you're a teenage years, because that trauma bubbles, and if you don't deal with that trauma, you're messed up in your head. That's why a lot of niggas that smoke way too much weed in high school are dumb as hell now. Like, you know, you haven't, and girls too. I think it was worse on girls because, you know, girls that were cute, stupid when they were high in high school, and they were like cute, stupid, and now they just stupid. Like, it ain't cute no more.
Yeah.
Because they smoked all that weed in high school. Yeah. I'm just saying. Dumbass stoner chicks. Ah. You can tell we don't have much subjects to talk about today.
I still have one. Yeah, I have one more.
Hit me.
Black Lives Matter is nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize.
There you go.
Because I'm going to have to bounce soon, so this is a perfect ending topic. Do they deserve it?
I have a question. What is the criteria for a Nobel Peace Prize?
First of all, you got to know how to say peace.
I think you just get nominated by somebody.
That's it? Like,
I'm like, literally, to get nominated. Yeah, like there's a certain council. And if even one of them nominates you, that's why Trump was getting a Nobel Peace Prize. Because one leader.
What?
Don't you remember? It was just last year. Everybody was talking about it during all the Black Lives Matter. Because he did some like Iranian or peace deals or something like that. And so he was getting, he actually brought peace to like certain areas, and it was legit. Mm-hmm. And so they were like, he was up for a peace prize. One guy, and it was the same guy who nominated him last time or something. Like, just one senator that's on the committee. Like, that's all you need.
Good stuff was saying Stanley Williams deserved it way more than Trump. Who's Stanley Williams? Any of y'all know who Stanley Williams is? Good stuff. Is that, like, your neighbor? Like, who's Stanley? Who's Stanley? I'm gonna sound real stupid when he hits me with the real facts. Like, Stanley Williams was a dude who invented the non-rusting knee implant that saved the world or something like that. Hit cancer.
Tookie. Yeah, Stanley Tookie Williams.
Oh, Tookie, big Tookie. Yeah, Tookie. But yeah. Tookie deserved the Peace Prize, and he deserved to be taken off of death row. Tookie did. Yeah, big Tookie did, for sure.
Didn't he get taken off death? No, I thought they, did he didn't him. Get the pardon.
Didn't he die?
They killed him.
Oh, yeah. What? Who was?
Well, I think it was Arnold Schwarzenegger, too.
Yeah, long ago. Why were they talking about they should have pardoned him, maybe just for his name and legacy?
Well, name and legacy, like, and for doing a lot, organizing a lot of peace between Bloods and Crips. Putting a lot of programs together from jail that went into the outside. I think he wrote a couple of books too, and children's books to try and steer kids away from the gang life, right? But at the end of the day, he did start that gang life. He was instrumental in the starting of a portion of the Crips in Los Angeles as well. We all know where that went, right? So. I know the books definitely. Was he nominated? Good stuff. Was he nominated? I kind of remember maybe he did get nominated. I can't remember, but a lot of the books and stuff like that, and the knowledge on getting out of it, and because of he felt guilty and wanted to repent for what he did. But yeah, he said that he was nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize, big two. Mm-hmm. So I think he should have got it. I think he should have got at least pardoned. You know what I'm saying? If they're not gonna, pardon from jail, but if they're not gonna get him out of jail, at least pardon him from death row, so he can still make an impact.
So I can't remember. I've actually watched a couple of documentaries on Tookie, right? But I can't remember the exact details. But if you're instrumental in starting like a gang that then runs rampant, and then you speak out and fix it, do you deserve a Nobel Peace Prize?
It's a lot of.
I mean, you're kind of fixing the problems you created.
It's kind of those. It's come with one of those things where it's like, yeah, if you created the problem, do you deserve?
Like if I punch you,
do you deserve a reward for creating a solution?
Yeah, like if I stab you and then I get you to the hospital, like are you supposed to be thankful that I got you there?
Right.
Like, I'm just like I stabbed, like, nigga, I wouldn't even be here if it wasn't for you.
Right, but if I robbed you and then 10 years later was responsible for quadrupling your bank account and putting you in a house, do I deserve accolades for that? Or, you know what I'm saying? But then it's like, if I created the disease,
The only reason why I don't think it's analogous is because you benefited me. Mm-hmm. Right, like if you stopped a war you started, you can't. That's not tripling my bank account and paying my mortgage when you robbed me for what, like a couple $100s. Like that's just so much more, right? Like I guess.
So if I created the disease, should I deserve the Peace Prize for also creating the cure?
That's the question.
That's basically what he did. He created the cure because he was handing out the knowledge for it.
That was my question to you.
I know. That's my question to you. Obviously, I don't have the answer, nigga.
You didn't answer it.
I don't have it. I don't have an answer.
You didn't answer it. Oh, okay.
Well, he answered your question not with another question, but with your actual question.
Yeah. What about, Thaddeus, you answer the question. God damn it.
He didn't ask me.
I'm asking
you. No, I'll answer my own shit.
Okay, you want me to answer you? You want me to answer you, Will?
Yeah.
Does he deserve it?
Yes, that's the question.
That's my answer to Will.
Oh.
Does who deserve what?
Well, that's how you answered Tavis's question. Yeah.
Nah, but real to reals.
I didn't answer his question.
While I think he deserved maybe a pardon from death row and definitely accolades for trying to right his wrongs, I don't know about a Nobel Peace Prize.
Yeah, I agree. Because I feel like you know, jail is supposed to be rehabilitation. And if you can get someone to actually learn that they've done something wrong, make amends for that, I don't think they should be necessarily rewarded, but you should accept the fact that they're rehabilitated and no longer deserve a punishment as severe as death. Mm-hmm. But does that mean that they deserve to get a Nobel Peace Prize? Because they've probably created more destruction than they have peace.
But they're going. But the thing is, I don't know. Even if you think about the Nobel Peace Prize, it is iffy as well. Like you said, it's just one dude on a committee that can nominate you, and then da 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 too, right? But as far as like the jail, and yes, you go to jails for rehabilitation if you have remorse and understand that you did something wrong, blah blah blah. But then when you take that next step to try and right and prevent the wrongs for the future, so like that's one of those things where it's like, I don't know about the Nobel Peace Prize, but then it's kind of like, well, maybe you do deserve the Nobel Peace Prize because you're trying to, because you weren't instrumental in creating gangs and the gang culture and the gang life. You may have had a hand in orchestrating one of the gangs, and it got to where it was. You did what you did. You are where you are. But instead of just saying, yep, I know what I did, I feel bad for what I did, you're trying to go over and above to prevent and pull people out of that, to make things better for people that are in that, and to prevent kids and youth from getting into that, right? By using your influence in what you created. Yeah, right. You know, to me, I could see your points and be like, yeah, I agree. And then I could see the other side and be like, yeah, I agree. So it's kind of like, I'm kind of like fence worthy about that. I'm always going to ride for Toop, but you have some good, y'all bring up some good points about it for sure.
And you know what I want to say too, is actually like, I'm also almost flip flopping too. Cause like, I'm not sure. Like, like you said, like if you go the extra step and create something, you know, great out of your own mistakes, I don't know. I don't think I have an opinion either way. Like, I could see arguments for both sides.
And if we, I mean, maybe it's way too simplified to put this kind of parameter around it, but are you really preventing more deaths than you created if you created one of the biggest, like, I'm talking like a lot of people are getting murdered by the very gang you created,
right? But true. Let's say,
but you know the thing is though, is that
but would it have just been, oh, go on,
but I feel like also him creating these gangs is kind of like a product of his own environment. Like, is he 100% responsible? Like, how much responsibility do you give like the American government, or like, you know, systemic racism and all the things that led to him making these types of choices, right?
And you got to think that the Crips aren't the mafia. It's not like the Bonanno family, you know what I'm saying? It'd be the equivalent of, let's say, the three of us started a drug ring and we just had Somerset. And we're doing good in Somerset. We're going there, da-da-da-da-da. And then people coming in start branching off and going to different neighborhoods, starts getting bigger and bigger. We pull back and say, we don't want it that big. We're stay in Somerset. Whatever happens, we go to jail. Our original, what we made, that original drug ring that we made still has the people that aren't in jail pushing it, putting it into other neighborhoods, calling it a different sect. You got, so now it's on Hoover. Now it's on this. Now we got this Crip, that drug set, that drug set going across the world. And years, and it's getting bigger exponentially while we're in jail, you know what I'm saying? And it's getting into the 90s now, where now we're getting into, people are dying with AK-47s, the drug cartels on the other side of the country, and da da da. But while we're inside, we're putting together programs for the youth to stay away from drugs. We're putting the money that we have in our investments and speaking and our influence to make different programs and da 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 to push awareness to stay away from that type of lifestyle. Are we responsible for where that original, because we just had that original idea and stayed there until we went to jail. Other people took our idea and made it into the infamy of what it is, right? Mm-hmm. Even faster than when we were in it. So are we still responsible for where it is just because we started, we had a little thing of ours, this little thing of ours in that little neighborhood, right? If it got so big that we wanted no parts of it, and we decided to use our influence to try and keep people away from that, don't you think that is different?
Is something to be said?
Yeah. Sorry, say again.
Yeah, like I said, like something to be said.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like I said, I think if the influence that you've, the influence that you have, if it trumps what you've done, then yeah, like maybe you do deserve it. Like, because, I mean, if you're saving thousands of lives, now gangs all over the world are like preaching your tenets and putting down the guns, and you're stopping even violence that you could have never created, like on a level that you could have never created as a singular entity, then yeah, I guess maybe if we're here to preach, like, or pretend that there's some sort of forgiveness, and like Jay Thad said, rehabilitation.
And you're going over and above just...
Then maybe I... Yeah, like, if I'm going over and above what I created, you know what I mean?
So let's get to the original creation. Let's get to the original question, though. Does the Black Lives... So we're talking about the Black Lives Matter organization.
Yes.
Do they deserve a Nobel Peace Prize?
Well, I don't know if it was, if it's the organization. Here, I'll just read you what I have about it here. It obviously is. It has to be, because who's going to receive it, right?
Right. Unless it's just an honorary award for Black Lives Matter hashtag.
That's what it kind of says, though.
Gets an award?
It says, a Norwegian lawmaker has nominated Black Lives Matter, the global racial justice movement, for the 2021 Nobel Peace Prize. In his nomination letter, Peter Eide, a socialist left member of the Storting,
I love how they Norway's, had to throw that in there.
Yeah, that's why I added it too. Norway's parliament wrote that he had nominated Black Lives Matter for their struggle against racism and racially motivated violence.
Hey, I think so, it's dope. I don't know. That I guess a freaking Viking, a goddamn Norwegian, said let's do Black Lives Matter. I think that's pretty dope. B.
Yeah.
It's not really clear as to if he's like, he's, how do you nominate a movement?
Yeah, I don't get that.
So maybe it must be the organization?
Must be, or it's going to be an honorary mention, like Black Lives Matter received a Nobel Prize, like honorary mention. Like, there's not, I don't know if you just, like, every black person gets to have a day with the Nobel Peace Prize in their house and then you ship it off to the next nigga. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, no, it's not going to be that.
It's not like the Stanley Cup.
Lots of niggas sat at home and didn't do anything. True. So
true. I didn't march one
you can't,
step.
You can't be giving right it now, to everybody.
I'm not a march nasty. No. I didn't march one step.
I didn't actually either.
There's a Black Lives Matter rally downtown. Oh, isn't it COVID downtown too? Yeah, hey, I'm good. I'm going to chill. Yeah. Like, COVID, that nigga that want to shoot you. Ain't COVID live downtown? Nah, I'm here. I'm cool. Black Lives Matter.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Let me retweet Cap a couple times. Buy his jersey. Actually, I went to buy a Cap jersey and shit was sold out like the day that they went on sale. I was pissed.
Oh, really?
Those all black ones? Yeah.
I also have to ask this question. What specifically would you point out to what Black Lives Matter really did to convey peace?
I think it 100% brought the conversation to the table. Now let me say like this: racism, injustice, and all that was always there. This is gonna piss motherfuckers off, but Black Lives Matter was the that was the crossover hit that brought racism to the table. That brought it to the dinner tables. That brought it to brought the white girl who would always go to they would always go to their racist grandma's house for Thanksgiving and Christmas. That actually made the white girl speak up and have that conversation. That made black people have conversation with the white friends. That made people, that brought, and it brought so many racists out of the woodwork. It brought peace because now it took you away from the people that you thought were your friends. It showed the devil. You know what I'm saying? The grass so you could see the snakes that were in the yard. And that definitely brings peace because what do you call that? It's it polarizes people and gets them.
See, that's where I don't know if I quite. And don't get me wrong, I do agree with you. Everything you said is truth. But is creating a conflict a notion of peace? That's where I'm kind of getting at. Like, if you bring something out of the woodwork and it causes conflict, you're given a peace award for that? Like, I'm not saying that it's...
But did morally, it cause, I think it's did right. It cause conflict, or did it bring awareness to the conflict that... was brushed under the rug a lot in different places. Like, people would talk about it, and then the next day it'd be on.
I think it started off the conversation, but I don't know if there's any evidence that it actually created peace currently. Like, am I making sense?
Yeah, but I mean, it's going to be in steps. It's not like anybody's going to march and then tomorrow there's world peace. No, like, that's not
100%. But it's like if you start the revolution today, you shouldn't be awarded for what the revolution is going to achieve 3 years from now. You got to be awarded
for starting the revolution. If you start the revolution today, what the steps that you took for the revolution to even be at the table deserves a Nobel Peace Prize. So the Nobel Peace Prize, I think, isn't always the end result of peace. It's the major step into the process of achieving it. People got the Nobel Peace Prize. Nelson Mandela got the Nobel Peace Prize, and they were still doing fighting and shit and all that in South Africa. But he did end the apartheid, which didn't bring peace, but it was a huge stepping stone. So generations of people afterwards will never have to grow up or be born into or experience apartheid. You know what I'm saying? And it's the 100%. Same thing, bringing it to the table. So I think the Black Lives Matter, because at the end, we have to look at everything that Black Lives Matter was plastered on, everything that it forced to change. Black Lives Matter, even though it forced the NFL to take the racist names and the MLB to remove Cleveland Indians. You know what I'm saying? Well, at the end of the day, Cleveland Indians had nothing to do with black people, but the conversation of Black Lives Matter started allowing us to have conversations about races and classes that even mattered less than black people in conversations. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so yeah. I think,
I agree. I agree with all that. I think I'm just going back to this, the idea of that my first question kind of like, what is the criteria of a peace award? Like,
I guess for me, it'd be more like, If I'm going to speak out against peace and that somehow creates conflict, you can't say that I created conflict.
True.
Because I'm trying to speak out for peace. Like, that's part of what I think sometimes the mistake was. Like, it's always like, oh, well, look at what all they're doing. Well, no, man. If this was just something that was listened to and the stakes were fair, then there wouldn't even be a march. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, so I kind of get it. Like, it's too bad there was like looting at the shit, right? It's just too bad. And you know what? I know niggas who would loot, and I'm telling you, they're just looting to loot. Like, they're not even part of nothing. They just want free shit.
They wouldn't start the looting. But if there was looting happening, they'd be looting.
Then they're running in. Like, you know what I mean? So, and then just all the other things you hear about, like the types of entities that were there and causing like disarray. I don't know. I just don't think that me trying to speak for myself, that's almost like the principle where it's like, I fucking check your phone and I find some shit, and then all of a sudden you want to blame me for checking your phone. And you're like, bitch, fuck off, you lying ass hoe. That shit was on there.
That's what
Let's
you get
not
for looking
get caught up.
That's what you get for looking through my phone. You knew you was gonna find some fucked up shit. Now look what you did to yourself.
Maybe what you did to yourself. Give me my privacy. I could cheat in peace and fucking like the shit's ridiculous.
But hold on. That doesn't make you wrong by any means, right? Because you checked the phone, right? But do you deserve a peace prize for that?
Well, you don't deserve a peace prize, but you definitely deserve the moral leg up in the ending of the relationship.
Yeah, that's
right. Like, it's not like you can't then be like, oh well, Tav fucked everything up by checking my phone and finding some niggas. Yeah. Like, no, Tav didn't fuck up nothing.
I know.
Tav was in the right. Don't get me. Tav was the good dude. And Tav's getting his dick sucked because you're sorry. Like, that's how
and
the shit
that's
goes.
That's the peace prize right there.
Exactly.
Prize. That's the peace prize.
That's what I, like, shit, man. I should be getting chastised because we had a big fight and now you fucked everything up because you checking my phone and I had shit in it. Like, no.
I think you should get chastised, but I get
what you mean with the peace prize. Maybe it wasn't completely analogous properly, but
and I'm not even against it by any means. I'm just I think I'm just trying to ask questions to really understand why they would get a peace prize. Like, I'm not saying they don't deserve it, but I'm like I don't understand what the criteria is to how that happens. You know?
I think a big part of it is that the entire movement really does embody peace and fair treatment. It's not like they were rioting because a fucking hockey team lost or they're not getting enough money or like it was actually about lives, right? Like
Can you say this implementation and the beginnings of Black Lives Matter, has that brought positive change to the world?
I think it's definitely brought awareness. I think the change is still in motion.
Change is still in motion, but awareness to change. Exactly, yeah. So I think, yeah, and this is where I think I fucks with them getting a peace prize, but I don't want this peace prize to be the end of season one of Black Lives Matter, and then we get canceled. We don't get a season two. You know what I'm saying? I feel like this may be like, okay.
I think that's my question. If season one gets canceled, do they still deserve the award?
Well, but no, I'm not saying because... Black lives will always matter.
If the season was canceled, I don't think it's them that did it.
Yeah, did it. Yeah, because Black Lives
will always matter. So I don't think you lose your award.
It's
going to
be like you're
not
going to see it anymore. It's not going to be trendy. It's not going to be hip. It's not going to be this, that, and the third. And people are just going to jump off this Black Lives Matter bandwagon. And we're going to be like, oh, well, I don't hear you saying Black Lives Matter anymore. And like just talking to the regular folk. And they'd be like, well, yeah, y'all got a Nobel Peace Prize, so you're good. Black Lives Matter now, you know?
But I bet you they thought that with the black president.
True. True. Then they should have stopped killing niggas. I bet you we would have shut up if they would have gave Cap his job and started convicting some of these police. We wouldn't say shit no more. That's all. If they would have just gave us, they will give us everything except for what we asked for. We didn't ask for a peace prize.
Yeah, I don't want awards for this shit. What could we want?
Yeah, I wonder what it is we're asking for. What could we possibly want?
I've been thinking about that.
A peace prize. That's what we want. We want recognition for convincing the world that black people are humans.
So how would you even begin to fix it?
Oh my God, I have no clue. First of all, I think that every cop that I think there needs to be an outside... Oh, I don't even fucking know, bro. If you shoot somebody that's unarmed, regardless of what occupation you're in, you should be appointed the same level of courts or something, man.
Mm-hmm.
I think
But if you believe in systemic racism, then you've got to think that there's an economic disparity gap that has to be closed. How do we even begin to do that?
I don't know. I was watching that crack documentary on Netflix, and that shit's been the economic disparity, the systemic racism has been going on longer than I've been alive.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't even have a pen in my hand to begin to draw a spider chart for ideas. And I don't even know if they'd be the right ideas because I was born in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, and I could wear any color I want in any neighborhood in the city that I live in. So even if I have ideas, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? So it's one of those things where it's like I could see what's been done. And I can say, well, if they didn't do this, because I don't have ideas on how to reverse it. All I have is hindsight. That's all I have on it is hindsight. I haven't done any extensive research. I could see a lot of things with prison reform, and I can see how prison when you start putting in these things that there may be overcompensation, which is making it worse now. You know, so I don't know, man. There's so many things that do need to be changed. Beyond just cops killing black folks, of course. There's so many things that need to be changed. I think every black person in the United States of America, regardless of where we live, should get free, unlimited therapy. One session every couple of weeks for free. Because at the end of the day, there's dudes our age that have the PTSD of someone that grew up in Iran during the war. You know?
Yeah,
the horrible PTSD. There's dudes out there that think that acting like a man makes them less of a man because they weren't raised by men. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Fucked up. That's too deep. I don't want to get that deep, fam. I don't know why you asking me deep questions. I don't want to get deep. That was a wonderful conversation. We got to go, though. That was beautiful. We got to talk about that next week. That was beautiful.
Yeah, we got to wrap that up anyways for me.
We're getting there. We actually did a good time. We did a good time. We had 120. That's actually perfect. A little bit less than last time. Last time it was long as fuck. But for whatever reason, today we got 150 downloads.
Nice. Good.
Just out the blue. So thank you very much, everybody's listening. Just today.
Dope.
So thank you very much for everybody who's listening, paying attention, loving us. If you want more of us individually, let's go. Thaddeus, where can they find you?
J Thaddeus Music on Instagram. J. Thaddeus on Facebook.
Idol. You over here.
Yo, you could see me on Facebook, Idol. You know what I mean? I got my page. Make sure to follow me on there. You can follow me on all the streaming platforms, Idol as well. And then on social media platforms, at Idolverse on everything. Make sure you hit me up.
Yeah. And you can find me on all social media platforms at I Am Will Hayes. But most importantly, you can catch us out the real I Want All the Smoke podcast, the original, the first I Want All the Smoke podcast, _ I Want All the Smoke on Instagram, All the Smoke Pod on Twitter, and I Want All the Smoke I Want All the Smoke podcast.com. That has all of our social links on there as well. You can catch the latest episodes and you can listen. We have merchandise on there, which I haven't updated in a while. I am sorry. But there is a shirt on there that looks pretty dope. Other than that, yeah, I think that's good. Wonderful conversation, gentlemen. It's been a wonderful, wonderful day.
Yeah.
Stay away from... I got my RSVP to T.I. and Tiny's next party, though. Me and Sassy are going to go down there. It's in Atlanta, so we're going to do that. Then do Uncle Luke's Freaknik to kind of cool down. Is what we're going to do. Uncle Luke?
Who?
He has that Freaknik.
No, who are you going with?
T.I. and Tiny, me and Sassy.
Oh, I thought you were gonna bring us, nigga. Damn,
but y'all, nah. We already had that conversation. If Young Ma would hit, so I don't even know. I'm scared of you niggas.
I thought he was gonna go with Young Ma actually.
There you go.
I wouldn't hit. If you identify as a banana, I'm keeping my distance. You know what I'm saying?
You're such a liar, banana, guy. I'm keeping the distance. You're getting that warm gushy. Stop lying.
All right, so with that, we out
this motherfucker.
You think this is a game? This ain't a game. This is real life. I Want All the Smoke, the podcast that ain't afraid to speak the truth, motherfuckers.